The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. And I'm like jumping up and down on one of these pool benches being like, and like so excited. Like I always had a crush on him, I felt like at that point. Like I was like, I've been brainwashed into having a crush on the Candyman.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki. The real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So today we are here for a good time.
The goodest of times. You know, this is called Happy Hour, guys. Sometimes we do just like to talk about some fun times that made us happy. We had Marketing 101 planned for today, but we thought, you know what, we're recording on a Friday. Enough of that.
Yeah, we love to talk about an array of different things, but let's just be honest, the core root. While you're all here, is to listen to two turned up chicks.
Not from America.
Have we told the two turned up for America story?
I don't know. I feel like we have to, though.
Yeah, just quickly do it.
Having quick personal jokes.
Yeah.
So this one time we were flying from LA back to Australia and
we'd just been at Fashion Week in New York.
Yeah, and we went into, I think it was like a TGI Fridays kind of energy.
Probably
for hot wings,
literally.
Let's be real.
Whenever we go to America, we'll go to like the nicest cities and mm-hmm. I'll drag Nikki to IHOP and Hooters and TGI Fridays.
Every time.
And she's like,
but
no.
It's so funny because Luce always like calls people bogans and stuff. And I reckon she's probably the biggest one I've ever met. Hey, babe. Oh, they do the best chicken soup at what's that place called? PJ Chang's or something.
PF Chang's.
PF Chang's.
I dare you to go to PF Chang's and not love that soup, though.
It's yummy. I've had it once before. But anyway, so we're here at one of her other crowd favourites, TGI Fridays, only because Hooters wasn't there. But actually, side note and a serious note, if you've had the hot wings from Hooters, # if you know, you know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and this lovely gent was sitting beside us and he just looked fucking
suave. He had a Gucci scarf.
Yeah, he had like a Gucci scarf on. He had like a bit of a gangster vibe, like heaps of kind of like jewelry.
Big watch.
But did he have a grill?
I don't think he had a grill. No, he wasn't.
He was
more like arty gangster.
Yeah, but like, yeah,
Yeezy gangster. But keep it arty.
Yeah. Anyway, he looked amazing and he was so nice.
Well spoken, so nice.
Yeah. And he just like kind of said to us from across the table, he's like, oh, girls, like, you know, just striked up convo. We're going back and forth. Like, oh, what are you doing? He was actually living in Hong Kong at the time.
Yeah, he was an actor and he was living over in Hong Kong and like doing like
movies and
movies.
Stuff. It kind of gave me like Netflix star vibes. Like,
yeah.
In hindsight, I wish we remembered his name so we could look him up and see what he was up to.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're kind of there chatting and he's like, yeah, no, I can't really go back to where
I'm
from.
Can you please do the accent?
I will.
Yeah.
I can't really go back to where I'm from, girls. And we're like, what? What do you mean? He's like, oh, I got in a bit of trouble. Did he get locked up at one point?
I don't remember that.
I don't know. But anyway, basically he's like, yeah, I was driving in cars, you know, rah, rah, rah. And then he goes, and we're like, so why can't you get back? He goes, because I am too turnt up for America. Like that's turnt as in T-U-R-N-T.
So now we always
just lost
say
it
to each other all the time. And like even like our friends say it now, like even like Alexis uses it in like day-to-day
slang.
Language. We literally say to each other all the time, because we are too turnt up for America.
For America though. Too turnt up. And then it'll be like for America.
But then he put out dinner for us.
Yeah.
So nice.
So he was like, I'd love to pick up your bill. And we were like, fuck, oh my God, no, it's absolutely fine. No worries. He goes, no, I do. Because I fly so much, I got all these vouchers here because I'm a regular. And so I'll just get you dinner. And
yeah.
We were like, okay, Mr. Pay It Forward.
He
Thank
was
you so
indeed
much.
Too turned
up. And then he just left it. Like, it wasn't even like hitting on experience or anything like that. We always have the best experiences with dudes in America.
Because there's two of us too. They don't feel like, you know, you can't be predatory to two people.
Once we like were in San Francisco and we went to this bagel shop every morning. So good. Two bagels, extra schmear.
Mm.
And
how good
we,
schmear,
which is cream cheese for those playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys were sitting beside us and they were like, honestly, like full nerdy Silicon Valley guys. Anyway, we ended up sitting there for like 2.5 hours just yarning with them, having the best conversation, pissing ourselves laughing. And then I was like, all right, thanks. See you later.
Yeah.
Like
it was weird. It's like they were our soulmates or something. Very strange.
I often think of them.
And they were big in the jewel business, selling jewels.
Yeah, so they were actually finance guys and they'd left their cushy jobs on Wall Street in New York all moved to San Francisco because they'd heard
Silicon Valley,
because they'd heard of these Juul things about to pop off. Because I was like, what are you smoking? A USB? Like, what is that?
Yeah, we thought they were USBs at the time.
And they're like sucking on the Juuls. They also told us that in Silicon Valley, a lot of people microdose mushrooms.
They did say that.
Mushrooms and MDMA and microdosing means like just taking a little bit of time. So not enough to like feel the full effects, but to unlock like some kind of creative part of your brain.
Like as in when they're working of a day, they microdose mushrooms. I'm telling you right now, not much would get done at Jagger and Stone HQ if we were microdosing. Like this.
Which colour even is that skirt?
Literally.
Is it pink? Is it purple?
Anyway, we've gone off on the biggest tangent. We haven't even spoken about our week yet, Dom.
I know.
Get on
so
it.
So the week has been great. We have had Alexis here all week, which has been an our absolute guy. Treat, like having dinners and seeing her and all that jazz. But
we're recently on her podcast too, if you want to have a little listen.
Yeah, we were. It's funny. Oh, God, she's honestly just hilarious, hey? We do a lot of reminiscing on it, to be honest.
She's just so funny, man. Like the way she is, she's so brutal, which we love.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like an example of something she said recently.
So, someone told us that someone that were kind of like, we're neither here nor there about, like, we don't love them, was like, oh, I'm so sorry, girls, I can't come to this thing. And then she just sends me a separate message. She goes, bon fucking voyage.
Literally. And I'm like, holy, you're so brutal, but so funny. Like, she even said, oh, we were pulling tarots the other night. And someone like pulled a really scary tarot and she goes, you are fucked. And I was like, babe, maybe don't say that because it's actually kind of scary. That is fucked. I was like, easy tiger. And God, she just like good. Pisses herself laughing.
So Alexis has been here. We've been hanging out with her. Until this morning, I had a great week of exercise, like a really good week. And then last night, one of our wild friends who just, I was like, stay away, stay away, stay away. Surely she didn't stay away and we ended up having like maybe too many red wines.
Yeah, that happens though. We went to Rickshaw's for dinner, had the banquet. Beautiful. New menu actually.
Beautiful. We're in Sydney on the weekend, had the funnest time down there.
We did.
We've been having so much fun in Sydney lately because so many of our good friends are down there. It kind of feels like almost like a second home. But
oh yeah, we actually did recap on that already. But guys, we lost a whole episode on Tuesday and it was the drunk Q&A because Luce got too turned up for America and accidentally hit the power behind her.
I rolled back into the power
and
cords
knocked out
and accidentally
the power plug.
Oh.
And then we had to Uber home because we were so drunk.
We were too turned up for the podcast.
It's like, was it one of those things? It's like knocking out the podcast, dollars. Uber, $30. Lols, priceless.
Literally. And then we just had a beautiful night that night too, didn't we?
Gosh, yeah, went home, had a fire. Week. We've been loving lighting our fire.
Mm.
We bought this like, when we moved out ages ago, this big fire pit, which actually fractured my toe, but, you know, still love it.
So love it.
From Temple and Webster, and it's such a vibe.
It was like $400, but that's $400 I would happily spend on the joy that I get from making fires.
Yeah, Luce. What about when we went to Federal recently, guys? We bought firewood from the fuel station, like so organized. Like,
oh,
going
I was
back
like, wow, this
farm.
Is 31 buying firewood.
Yeah, like we were cooking beautiful chicken soup for dinner, like super wholesome night. This firewood, there was something wrong with it, would not catch.
Even and my uncle was like pouring metho on it and it still
it
wouldn't
just
even
would
catch.
Not catch. So, yeah, that was a bit disappointing, but show must go on. And that's probably a shit story to be telling, to be honest.
But no, we did some. Oh, so this morning I took to my stories. And basically said that I have just like tooting my own horn. But I used to have a bit of an issue with like I would never abuse people. That's the wrong word. But I just was a very sensitive, emotional drunk for a while there. It's probably like was like maybe I've always been a bit of a sensitive drunk. Well, definitely. But like in particular, there was like a period there when it got really bad. And not towards everyone, like it would be like almost like I'd have a target for the night and I would just.
I was one a few times. It's very scary.
But it's not nice. But it's also just like something that unfortunately, like I just had no handle on. And I think it's just all a mindset thing, which we've later learned on mindset is one word, not two.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Nikki's getting roasted.
I go two words, mindset. They're like, it's one word, babe. I'm like, sorry.
Literally. Anyway, so I have really been trying to like just change my mindset in general. But obviously like I've for ages because I had this crazy period where I was like getting really angry at people. It would usually involve some kind of angry text if I wasn't with the person, or even if we had a disagreement after, there'd be some kind of like revisiting of it, or we might have had an angry thing the night before and then we were talking about it the next day. So over this last 6 months, I've developed this crazy, oh, it's probably even been like 12 months now. I've developed this crazy PTSD that I wake up in the morning after a night where I've had a few drinks and I literally can't even look at my phone.
She'll like avoid looking at her phone for ages because she's like, worried that she's gone on a tear the night before.
A tear, or said something embarrassing or done something. Like, I know a lot of people get this. This is why I'm talking about it. Like, I've spoken to a bunch of different people and it's not always about being mean. It's not always like about jumping on your phone and being mean to people. It might be like jumping.
Sending sexy DMs even.
Exactly. Like, you know, phones should just not be allowed when drinking, basically. Anyway, I have had this craziest, like now it's to the point now, even when I've only had two wines, if I'm going to bed, like even last night before I was going to sleep, I was like saying to myself over and over and over, Lucy, you haven't sent any nasty messages or anything weird tonight. I have to tell myself.
Really? So, give yourself a pep talk.
So that when I wake up, that's the last thing I can remember from my sleep. So I go, Lucy, you're in the clear. You haven't sent any weird messages. Like, babe, I'm telling you, like, I wake up with anxiety.
That's wild.
Because, like, you know how when you wake up after having a little bit too much to drink, you're a bit hungover, you kind of naturally have a bit of anxiety anyway? It's pretty normal. Like, a lot of people get it.
Yep.
Times that by 10,000, that's what I get when I wake up after, like, potentially, like, embarrassing myself or doing something silly. So I have this, like, thing that I do now where when I go to bed, I'm like, Lucy, don't stress. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Like, I think a lot of it stems from like there's a few instances over the last 12 months like where literally I've woken up and looked at what I've sent people and I don't even remember it.
And like, she'll like just delete it.
Genuinely don't remember, like zero memory. So I woke up this morning, I was like, oh. And then like, you know, after being awake for about 30 seconds, I was like, no, you're right, Lucy. Like, you haven't sent anyone anything, just don't stress. I'm like, great. Pick up my phone and I was like, here's a pleasant little surprise. I've got about 10 love hearts in my inbox from 10 different people. Not only had I not sent anything nasty, I'd actually gone and sent this really nice like daily quote to like 10 people that I loved.
I'm going to read it to you.
Because
I just read my reply. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And it says, celebrate the things that give you joy. Surround yourself with people who encourage you and support your happiness. Fill your circle with love and hope for a better tomorrow. With these choices and this kind of perspective, you can add so much meaning and purpose to your days. And I replied, ugh, stunning. And then in little stars, white roses. Because Lucy guys, loves white roses.
Yeah, stunning.
But yeah, fuck, that's crazy, isn't it? It's like, that's a good little practice though to try and like, you know, reinstate, like reinforce.
I'm like unlearning a bad habit that relates to a very sad, stressful time of my life. I like was explaining it to Nikki recently. I'm like, it's crazy how much that PTSD of waking up gives me like severe anxiety. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. I totally understand that. And it was happening
a lot
so regularly.
Yeah,
so
it's like, awful.
Yeah. Especially where like everything's always a bit fuzzy no matter like if you've had a few too many drinks anyway.
Yeah.
So, hate that for you, babe, but I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Oh my God, so much better. I'm literally like I feel like I'm really and truly like evolving, could you say?
Yeah, definitely. Tell them about what that troll said. It's pretty funny.
Oh yeah. So I had a troll DM. I explained it on my stories this morning because I just thought, you know, I told it, I probably used the wrong terms in my stories. I was like, oh, you know, like I would just go and abuse people. That's not exactly that came across as wrong. Like one night, for instance, I was out with a friend, something weird happened and I like sent him a few gnarly messages after. Another time, like I was out with, you know, like me and Nikki might have had a fight and then I might have like sent her a bit of a nasty message after we've had like an argument. I'm not just going on being like,
no,
hey, you're an
like
ugly dickhead.
No.
Yeah, no.
Just trolling people.
Like just to preface this, it was always in relation to something that was going on between me and that person at the time. But anyway, basically this troll replied to my story this morning and goes, so you're basically saying you're a rude shit human when drinking. Lol, who abuses people at your age? And I just replied, their Instagram was. And then I just replied to their story, watch yourself. you'll be next.
I want to read my funny troll one.
Yeah,
I got
read
this
your week. Funny troll message.
And I know that she's the listener, so if you're listening, hello. Okay, so DMs me and says, "You have such a baby face for a 30-year-old. Bit embarrassing." Then the next one, "And you look the same in every pic you post. It's starting to get boring, babe. XX. And then a third, "And why do you say, haha, kidding, when you rip on someone on your podcast, but you can definitely tell that you're not kidding?" Troll messages are so funny. And it's like, you can imagine like a troll sending it and then feeling so much better and like smug about themselves. And it's like, when you're on the other end receiving it, like, it's never nice, but also sometimes you can really step away and be like,
it's pretty
loser.
It's so funny.
Like, you know,
oh
I don't.
Oh my God. Speaking of, and you were saying, so our friend was seeing this guy. I've got a funny story to tell. Our friend was seeing this guy and I don't know, they've got a weird situation. It's like, are they lovers? Are they friends?
He's giving her absolute mixed messages, but then kind of like being like, literally will sleep with her, then be like, we're just friends, right?
Yeah.
And then go and talk about other girls to her.
It's very weird.
It's like he's trying to really preface that they're just friends, but then will like kind of do anything to try and get her in bed. It's fucking disgusting.
It's weird. Anyway, it's weird behavior. Anyway, so he messaged her the other day and goes, they're chatting and he goes, yeah, well, I'm back on Tinder, back on my bullshit. And Nikki goes, well, sorry, what? He said, back on my bullshit. Loser.
It just fell out. And I was like, sorry, babe. Didn't mean to say that so like, aggressively, but
this is the guy that she really likes.
What
and
kind
Nikki's
of guy says back on my bullshit? Sorry, you dumped. Loser. You know how Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
If some
Can
guy.
You say the way you said loser?
Yeah, I just go, what? Back on my bullshit? What? Did he say that? Loser.
And I.
Like it was like aggressive and meaningful.
I just literally pissed myself laughing.
And we couldn't remember what we said it about because then we kept saying loser and then someone said the other day and we go, back on my bullshit. And now we're going to start saying it
back
like,
on my bullshit.
Like how we G'd up with go off sis and then that kind of took off. And now we're here back on our bullshit saying another shit saying. Sorry. Sorry, Queens.
Sorry about that, guys. You're probably going to be saying back on your bullshit soon, but it's so funny because it's like, oh, Nick and I just have the exact same sense of humour. And because we spend so much time together, it's like.
You don't even have to say anything. You just look at each other like, you look. Oh, fuck, I wish you could see us, guys. We've been doing this as well.
We've been doing this weird thing where we go, how do you communicate with your friends without communicating with your friends? And you do a little
you just
piece
do a little piece and pout and like kind of look funny.
And go like, I will show you on our stories so you can get a visual. Anyway, Kat got us doing it and now we just can't stop doing it. And like last night we pulled up next to each other at the in our cars and wound down the windows and just did these weird pouts and pieces to each other for like 10 minutes.
No words. Like,
Anyway, so back on my bullshit. My recommendation for the week is not to say back on my bullshit.
Fucking hear, hear. Anything else though?
No, mine is we actually just did an interview with Mia from the Slick Stick recently and I have been using my Slick Stick and I love it.
Yeah. So Slick Stick, if you don't know, is a little hair product that basically tames your flyaways. So good for when you're rocking a bun. I personally always have flyaways at the top of my hair, especially when I don't have my Behave treatment in. But my recommendation is, and a lot of people already do this, I'm just kind of late to the game, get a big water bottle. I can recommend the Yetis because it's so good. They're insulated and you don't have to be filling up your water bottle heaps of times. Therefore, you're not like interrupting your water intake. Then you can drink more water because I am very dehydrated.
If you're dehydrated, then I must be really dehydrated because you drink so much water.
I know, right? I was a bit concerned. So, guys, I went to another naturopath and I know you guys always ask me, like, who they are and stuff, but I really, you know, I think it's, like, kind of a personal thing. Like, I definitely will share, but I want to make sure that, like,
you need
what
to,
I'm doing,
need
I need to
be
tried and
tested before you just go around preaching about your naturopath.
Yeah, and, like, I'm going to a different one now, so, like, I definitely would still recommend the other one, but it just wasn't right for me. So I'm going to give this one a go. And then if all else goes well, you know, definitely be chatting to you guys about that too and my journey.
And she might even come on if you love
yeah.
her.
Yeah. Well, we've already been chatting and she's pretty keen to come on the potty. So
there you go.
You know,
we'll get a naturopath on.
I know. And I'll get my second results and we'll see if she's indeed worked for me.
One last quick recommendation as well. that we have is you guys always ask what tarot cards we use. We've got another packet this week from the Freedom State. Mandy, our beautiful friend, owns the Freedom State, which is an online store, and they stock them. But the cards are called the Wild Unknown.
The Wild Unknown. So go onto the Freedom State's website, or if you're on the Goldie, you can go into her store, which is in James Street in Burleigh. All right. So before we keep going, we do have to take a quick break to talk about today's sponsor, Status Anxiety.
Queens, we get asked all the time what our favourite go-to brands are for handbags and wallets, leather goods in general, and we wanted to tell you that Status Anxiety is one of our faves.
Yeah, we've actually both have so many of their pieces, and we honestly just love how versatile they are and how great the quality is. They wear really well too, so it doesn't matter how much you use them, they just stay looking really brand new and like that really nice premium leather look.
Yeah, we use our crossbody bags all the time. They're so comfortable and easy to wear. The designs are simple, uncomplicated, and it allows you to just do your thing without looking like you take yourself too seriously, you know, doll. No one wants that. We're here for a good time, remember?
Well, that's it, queen, yeah. So something else that's really cool about the brand is that they actually came up with the name Status Anxiety from basically essentially wanting to make sure that we're not getting caught up with measuring how you feel compared to others in terms of possessions, jobs, and appearance. So their kind of, I guess, go-to mantra is comparison can be a happiness killer, which we love. How much do we say comparison is the thief of joy?
Literally.
So we love that the brand kind of is built around such a cool message, and we love how that they're not into measuring success by everything that they have and making, you know, less noise by having more space to enjoy, you know, who you are. And Status Anxiety is a life lived simply on things that last, aka a great leather bag. Dog.
Literally. It's always good to know a little background to brands like that.
Mm-hmm. We love a bit of a brand story.
We do. So, as you know, we're definitely here for it, and we want you to be here for it too. So you can get your hands on these stunning bags. Just head to www.statusanxiety.com.au and use the code HAPPYHOUR20 to receive 20% off at the checkout. And this code's only going to be valid till the 9th of June, so get on it.
Get on it, queens. All right, guys. We are here today, though, to talk about one of the wildest nights I've ever had.
The wildest night she's ever had. And, guys, I wasn't actually there. But trust
shocking.
Me, I come in at the end, I feature at the end.
Yeah, she does
I'm
make a feature.
I'm there to piece it all together.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking perler.
Yeah, so I ended up on an absolute rip roarer of a night. I don't want to give away too many details, but let me just say a lot happens.
A lot happened, and she's on this journey by herself, which actually makes it so much funnier.
Oh, I was fucking filthy, firstly, that Nikki didn't come to me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just down in Byron being a hippie with my boyfriend. I was like, fucking rude.
I was at my staff Christmas party, to be fair. Sorry, I didn't want to discuss
it. Well, when we tell you what party it was, you'll see why I was kind of a bit offended, because I think people were being very selective with coming. So I decided one year that I was going to the Candy Mansion party. So for those of you playing at home, the Candyman is Travis Bennion. He owns Free Choice Tobacco, which is the like chain of tobacco smoke shops, I guess you would call them, in Australia. He owns this massive mansion in the Gold Coast, like canals.
Yeah. He's quite controversial.
He's very controversial.
He's like, if you looked at his Instagram, there's like photos of him with like his wife, his girlfriend, and then his 60 other girlfriends.
He's got like a wife that he's married to, a full-time girlfriend that like they're in like a polygamous relationship or something, I guess you would call it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to like throw too much shade on his personal life, because I reckon, honestly, you do you if you're all
we'd
happy.
We'd actually love to get him on the podcast.
I would. It'd be
100%. So, and we know his daughter really well. She's an absolute darling.
She's like, beautiful.
Well, not really well, but she's shot for Jagger. Absolute smoke show.
Yeah, she's great. So we went to, So I decided I was going to the party, and I was like, rightio. And the thing about his parties is because he makes this really grand entrance, you have to be there really early, and then they close the door. So it's like if you get there after a certain time, you can't come in.
And it's strict invite.
Strict invite. So I ended up getting myself like a ticket somehow. I don't know how I got on the list.
There was like a separate page, like Candyman
party
Candy
invites.
Mansion party invites. That you like had to like
apply
message.
Through.
Or yeah, pretty much. It's pretty crazy really, isn't it?
Yeah.
That happens in our own backyard.
Literally. And his mansion is like, I don't know, like Versace themed, I guess you could say. So there's like Versace tiles and stuff. It's just like a real flex of sorts. Anyway, a lot of people were kind of like giving me shit about going. Like I remember a girl that I worked with was like, oh my God, it's so bad for the brand to go to the Candy Mansion party. And I'm like, you know what? I don't discriminate against a good party. Like if a party's going to be good, I'm going to go. And
when
I don't
you're just
care.
A party girl by heart.
Well, that's it. So go to the Candy Mansion party, rock up there at midday. You had to be there at midday. So you can already tell it's going to be a big day. Rock up, everything is free. Everything is like top shelf, like Grey Goose, Moe or Moet. I never can remember
how it's Moet, apparently.
Moet. And then they've got all of these like food stalls, like a festival.
The entertainment as well. They had like there was like
hundreds
people
of
dressed up in like insane outfits. They had like those rare yellow pythons, like fucking just wild.
People walking
stuff.
Around with like just crazy, like everyone was like body painted
what
and
did
had amazing
you wear?
Costumes. I wore a red off the shoulder long sleeve like top and denim shorts.
Oh, that's right.
Very underwhelming outfit.
I do remember that from when you returned home later that evening.
Well, yeah. Wait, we'll get to that. Very underwhelming outfit. So we arrive, and as soon as you get there, there's like, you know, like a little, you know, like circus kind of theme people out the front with shots of like where that they inject into your mouth, like those kind of like jelly
a little,
shots.
Syringe shot.
Yeah. Walk in, amazing. Get one of those. You go straight up, get a glass of Moet. Just like mind is blown. You're just in this amazing experience.
It's like a proper stage set up too with like DJing and stuff. Yeah.
Huge stage. So the day's going on, I'm getting pretty boozed. I'm with some girls from my work at the time, from Princess Polly, and we're having the best time ever. We get, there's like all, a big, beautiful pool, and there's all of these swans, like those blown up swans that are really sturdy, by the way. And I'm like, oh, get a photo of me in the pool on one of the swans.
Of course you did.
Firstly. Okay. Like, why would you do that fully clothed when you don't want to get wet? A, B, why you would do that with your phone in your pocket, I have absolutely no idea. But I'm there on this giant swan. I'll put the photo in the Facebook group. And the girl who was taking it must have been taking it on her phone because obviously the photo exists. So, and I fell straight in the pool. So this is like an hour into the party. I'm absolutely
straight away,
straight in the pool.
Oh no!
And I was like soaking wet, phone's broken, and for some weird reason, like Nikki knows me, I'm like so crazy with my phone. Like I hate losing it, I hate dropping it. I love my phone.
What about that time you lost your phone and I go, do you know your Apple ID? And you're like, no, I don't know my Apple ID. I was like, work on that.
So then I'm there soaking wet. Hair's completely wet. And you know what? Didn't have the slick stick. And I don't give a fuck. I'm like, this is the funnest day ever. Next minute, the candy man's arriving on like, he's rolling in on a boat with like, I reckon he had like.
It was like a barge.
It was like a barge with like 40 women dressed in these like black capes, like standing next to him. And there's like jetpacks going off either side of him.
Like,
there's
you know those jetpack things where like the water sprays out from the bottom and it's like people in the air like kind of swerving around.
And the
tricks.
Music's like fucking do, do, do. Armageddon, I'm going to play it for you right now. This music's playing and like it's like fucking just like.
Like Luce reckons by this point you're at this party, you know, not necessarily her scene upon arrival, gets there, holy fucking shit, this is the most incredible party I've been to. By the time the Candyman rolls in, she's that involved in his brand and his life, she is screaming for him like, Candyman! Candyman!
What is that song?
It's a big one.
So this is a song that's playing pretty much. This is the Carlton ad, but this is the song that's playing as he's coming in.
So Lucy's there like,
it's the Candyman!
By this stage, you can turn the music off now.
So by this stage, I'm soaking wet, no phone, blind, no shoes on either because I had shoes on when I fell in the pool. So I just had to take my shoes off after that because they were ruined. And I'm like jumping up and down on one of these pool like pool benches being like, wow, and like so excited. Like I always had a crush on him I felt like at that point. Like I was like I've been brainwashed into having a crush on the Candyman. Anyway, so he's walking in and all, even like I was like fangirling over like his wife and the girlfriend. I was like, oh my God, it's the wife and the girlfriend.
And they're all like had like sexy lingerie on with like these black capes that are just blowing in the wind.
And like fucking
all like matching hair and makeup.
Oh,
like,
crazy.
Are they all brunette?
These ones were all brunette, yeah. But there was all different kinds of girls. Like there were hundreds of girls at this party, like in costume and stuff. Anyway, so He's coming in, is so exciting. Like, I'm like, fuck, this is the best day ever. And the girls I'm with, there's a few different girls that I was with during the day. And like, as the day goes on, I don't know how, but one of them went home. One of them ended up, you know, meeting a guy, I think, and went home with him. And so I just end up eventually, it's getting dark. Oh, I met Brooke Evers that day. That's the first day I met Brooke Evers. And we were like,
she had the sickest outfit on.
She did. And we just became like soulmates.
But she saw Luce and she goes, fuck, babe, you were at 45 this morning?
And I had been.
She goes, she's like, you go hard or something like
literally,
that.
Literally. And Brooke Evers goes really hard at the gym, by the way. So that was a big compliment. Anyway, met Brooke Evers, still soaking wet, having the best day. All my friends are gone. And I'm like, for some weird reason, I just was having the best time ever. Just on my journey, no phone, had no ability to contact anyone. So I go down into, I'm just like on my own journey and I kind of like, I'm just like waltz into his house and kind of start like showing myself around his mansion. And I ended up.
Was the party kind of like?
Outside.
Okay. So was there anyone inside?
Oh, there were like people running around doing different things.
Okay. So you're like, allowed to like kind of be in
there. Oh, not
really.
There
were different areas, wasn't there?
The house was closed off to guests. Except for this one kind of back area, like the main entrance area. But I was just kind of like, I'm going to just literally have a bit of a sticky beak.
Sweet.
So fucked up. But anyway, whatever. I just start walking around and I end up down in this kind of downstairs area and there's hundreds is a big call, maybe about 30 girls all dressed up in these cabaret outfits about to go outside and do like a cabaret dance. Keeping in mind, guys, I have been in the pool at this point. Wet.
This is pre-behave treatment too. So Luce has got curly hair, guys.
I've got frizzy hair. So you can imagine the state that my hair was drying in. It was the middle of December. It was hot and my makeup was running down my face. Anyway, I decide, and the whole day there's whispers of this, have you got a wristband to the, like, the VVIP area? That's where the crazy shit goes down. Because like this is a party where like you could potentially see like someone having sex or like it's, you know, there's a lot going on. And so I'm like, I need to get a wristband to this VVIP area. So for some weird reason, I'm alone at this point, I think it's a great idea to dress up in one of the dancers' costumes because there were like racks of the dancers' costumes all there where they were getting changed. It was a bit, like very chaotic down in this like downstairs area. So I put on one of the costumes of the dancers.
Of the performers.
Cabaret dancers costumes.
But she reckons she like was shimmying it on over her wet damn shorts.
I was putting it on. It was just all sorts. And like I genuinely thought, it's like I thought I had an invisibility cloak on and that like no one could kind of see what I was doing.
Because you were just on a solo mission too.
Yeah. Like, and my hair was so frizzy. I would have looked so scary. And when I drink a lot, I'm like, I pass me a costume. That's literally what my voice sounds like. So I'm there putting on these costumes and kind of like almost in the background, like semi joining in with the girls rehearsing.
Because Luce is a dancer too, so she's there learning the moves.
Just kind of like standing.
Wait, this is actually quite a weird side of you that I don't think I've ever seen.
I don't think I've ever relived this. It's so
this
funny.
Is hilarious.
The performer in me was really coming out. But you can imagine all these girls have like their hair beautifully done and makeup like, you know, professionally done, and I'm there with no makeup on. Practicing behind them, just kind of thinking that I'm blending in amongst all of the girls. I think I might have, I don't know. Anyway, no shoes on still at this point. They've got their little like kitten heel, like dancing heel on. And I, at one stage, one of the like women that was coordinating all the dances, like must have been managing them. She had a mic, like a radio on and everything. It was very legit. She looks over at me and goes, "Oi, oi you. Why are you wearing one of the costumes? You're not one of the dancers."
Oh my God.
And so I'm like flustered. I don't know what to do. And anyway, they end up kicking me out and get in trouble. I think they might have even tried to kick me out of the party. Ha ha. Like, well, I'll get back in. Kick me out, I'll get back in. So then I had my back to my wet clothes. Somehow I ended up getting into this VVIP area. I think I snuck in the end. Somehow I just like ran past the security and just like acted really confident. Again, I would have looked so scary. But in the end, I end up spending the night in this VIP area. There's like a lady on like a, like with a whip getting around. There's another girl that's completely, like a majority of people were naked. Thank God I decided to keep my clothes on because I probably was trying to take them off. They're like, no, no, you stay clothed.
Oh, I can really picture you there with like your legs crossed having a ciggy in the nude for some weird reason.
Gross.
Like, g'day.
So I'm like in this room where everyone's naked, like all the girls are naked. Like there's just a few, like I'm like, do we have sex now? Like, what's going on? So weird. Anyway.
Was there, like, one girl, like, chained up, like, just doing little moves on the bed?
there was a little sexy chain.
Like a little dragon chained up off the Game of Thrones. That's the way I imagine it.
And anyway, I'm walking around. It's, like, really dark. And I ended up hooking up with a girl in that room. Like, I tell that story, I don't care. Like, I was with Maddie at the time. He knows about it. He doesn't mind.
So funny.
Again, alone. Like, I'm completely alone. It's not like I did it for, the, like, the viewing purposes or anything of anyone else. Like,
I was just, like, fully ingrained in the Candy Mansion.
I was, like, literally, like, brainwashed.
That's crazy.
The story keeps getting better. So then I was, like, eventually, I think it was the girl that I hooked up with kind of ended up being a little bit mean to me.
Oh.
I think she might have been, like, a performer of sorts. Right. I don't know.
I think she might have been a performer of sorts. But, oi,
I don't know. When you guys know that she hooked up with me in that
I'm thinking now when you know Lucy. She probably kissed Lucy and was like, bye. And Lucy goes, hang on, what the fuck? Where are you going? We just kissed.
We're not going to hang out
and eat Uber Eats and get married.
Anyway, so then I'm there like a bit sad because my potential love interest has been mean to me. And I'm going to go home. I don't have any way to order an Uber because my phone's broken.
How did you get home?
I had to get the people at the mansion to order me a taxi.
Are you in tears at this point?
Oh, no. Nah, just was like, I think that was the moment that I snapped back to reality. Like, I'm like almost crying here because a girl that I just hooked up with that's also a performer at the Candy Mansion was just mean to me. I think it's time for me to go.
And guys, just so you know, this is Carlene's 30th birthday that night.
Like our best friend.
I'd gotten back from Byron that arvo, got ready for Carlene's party. It was, what was the theme?
70s.
70s. So I'm there in my outfit, my flares. I've got my little Grace Bijou nipple chains on, like ready to go, just waiting around having a rosé. Like Cam and Maddie are home. I'm like, oh, has anyone heard from Lucy? Like, nah. I'm like, I'll give it a bit. And then I was messaging other people and like, are you guys at the parties and I heard from Lucy? Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck's this girl doing? And it ended up getting to like 7:30 or something, or maybe like 7:45. And I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to have to go. Anyway, Luce rolls back
Lo and behold, in waltzes Lucy from her taxi that I had to run into the house and like, grab my
probably Maddie's card.
Because everything was free at the party too. I didn't take a bank card.
Yeah.
Stupid, like, but it was like everything was free and I had my phone to order an Uber. So I didn't take a bank card, so I ran in, got Maddie's card and or my card and ran out and paid for the taxi and then walked back into the house. And Nikki, you can tell this part of the story.
And I'm down this – so at our house we had like – it was kind of like a downstairs, but it's just like, you know, those little three stairs. So like at the top it's just like as you walk in, so it's almost like a little mini stage, you could call it. She rolls up. I hear the door and she's like – and she looks, turns around and looks at me. And the silhouette of her – standing at the top of the stairs with the white background around and her hair was up in like this little kind of distorted bun and the frizz around it was like this like halo. Demonic halo. And she walks in, she'd been crying, she's damp.
Because the performer that I hooked up with.
The stripper was mean to her. She's damp with like wet denim on and like. Like
I don't know if you know about wet denim, but hello,
chafe. Hashtag chafe. And she walks in, she looks at me and I go, oh my God, baby, you're all right. She goes, I'm not coming to the party. And I was like, holy fuck. Like I had to just laugh. I was like, and then she's like, and my phone fell in the pool. And I fell into the pool and broke my phone. And I'm like, copy that. Got that.
Oh, my God. And then I just stormed to bed.
Oh, my God. But I order an Uber and I'm like, fuck, right. Going to Carlene's. And, like, we were nowhere near as close with her then as what we are now.
Let's just say, there's no chance on earth I'd miss her 30th
Absolutely
now.
Not now. But
and
like,
even then it was poor form. But honestly, it was one of those times when if I had rocked up in the state I was in, Carlene would have been
I would have been
wild.
Like, you're not coming with me. Shame job. Two steps behind. You're crazy. But the ironic thing, actually, is that the girl, Lucy, like she rallied up a bit of a fucking odd crew to go to this party because it was kind of like everyone was like, oh, I don't want to go. Like, don't know if I should go. Like it was kind of a bit – like now that you've been, like, you know, and like a lot of people we knew sort of were there and stuff. So like now that you know, but like I was new to the Goldie, didn't know anything about these parties. This
Nikki's saying now that she knows that it's a fucking pearler of a party, she would come.
Wouldn't miss it, doll.
Yeah.
I'd be there in the pool swimming around with my phone in my pocket because I don't give a fuck.
Literally.
But – Carlene's other really good friend at the time, who was, I think by that point they'd had a few instances, so probably walking on thin ice, ends up coming to the party.
After the Candy Mansion.
I think she too had lost her whole bag, like all this shit happened, gets to the party, she is on one. And we're just like having like this kind of relatively civil evening, like 70s evening at Carlene's place with like all of her like nice normal friends. And the other friend rocks up. And she's like just in an absolute state from the Candy Mansion. And we were kind of just like, what went on that day? Because I couldn't even talk to her to make sense out of
what
had happened.
It was like a magic spell.
It was like everyone went in and just didn't come out the same person.
The Candyman's magic.
Literally.
Oh, and this, okay, before we go to an eye break, I'm going to tell one last little bit to the story. So the ironic thing is that then everyone was asking, so Lucy, did you meet the Candyman? Lucy, did you meet the Candyman? And I'm like, oh, you know, I saw him from a distance a few times. Nah, it was unfortunate.
She's like, nah, you don't really see him.
You don't really see him. Like he was in the VIP area I was in.
Yeah,
but
that's what it was. Oh, he's in his own area, babe. So you just see him from a distance.
Next minute, Nikki goes, can you just look at the DM we just got in Wild Ones?
I go, babe, you met the Candyman.
And in the Wild Ones DMs, someone had sent a photo of me fully, like, arm in arm, cheek to cheek with the fucking Candyman.
Are you kissing him on the cheek?
Maybe. I think I am, yeah.
And this bloke sent it to her and he goes, oh, hey, Lucy, this is that photo that – here's a photo that you wanted me to take for you. So she'd been there like, excuse me, my phone's broken. Do you mind just
oh, my God,
snap?
And we will – I know where that photo is.
On Jim Jackson's on Instagram Insta. Page.
We can get that up for you guys.
Oh, my God, here it is. Oh, no, you're not kissing him. You're pouting. And Jim uploads this photo of these two.
Oh my God, even looking at
he's
the photo.
He's so
now.
Funny. Lucy's double parked with what looks like a vodka soda and a bottle of champagne. And it says, Jim uploads this and goes, not one for sappy posts, but honestly, so proud of my sister. I can't believe you met the one and only Candyman from Free Choice Tobacco Empire. You make me so proud, Illy. Hashtag Candyman, hashtag proud brother, hashtag made it. Boy, but honestly, he's
an
interesting
icon.
Dude. He's an icon living. Have a go at him. He's covered in red glitter too.
Anyway,
wow.
So that was the night I went to the Candy Mansion party, and that has got to be one of our best parties.
Well, I know I wasn't even there. So for me, I just love hearing that story because I'm like, I want to see that girl again. Who's that girl? I haven't seen her.
I think she's coming back.
Oh, jeez. I'm scared.
Watch yourself. I might try to hook up with you. Now that I've told you guys literally I would say that's up there with my wildest night ever.
Honestly. And guys, like, I encourage you to go look at the Candy Mansion's page, and like you can like look back at videos from his parties. They are fucking wild.
Literally.
Wild bits of gear.
Wild, wild, wild. But let's go into some celeb goss, shall we?
What have you got for me, doll?
All right, my doll. So, got a few things to talk about today. So, first and foremost, Ariana Grande's wedding. We've finally seen some photos and she is a vision.
Yeah, she honestly looks amazing. I love the back of her dress.
Yeah.
It's like a really low back kind of scoop.
I've seen a brand do bridesmaids dresses like that. Maybe it was Beckenbridge.
She honestly looks incredible, guys.
So let's just get up a photo while we talk about it.
So this is a really quick relationship, isn't it?
Really quick.
Like, didn't they quarantine together? And
they met just before COVID. So they've only been together for just on like around 12 months.
I feel like, yeah, I can kind of see how that happens because like you kind of end up spending so much time with that person. It's like, well, you're just going to either, it could go one of two ways, I guess.
I think it's one of those things too, hey, it's like when you get to a certain age, if you meet someone and it's just right, I think some people just know really quickly.
Mm.
And
I think as you get older, it's less scary and it's more normal to like not take as long to like do things, I guess.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But she wore a really beautiful, like Nikki was saying, low back dress, and then it kind of had like a sweetheart neckline, like stunning.
Sweetheart kind of bustier looking neckline, and she looks fucking gorge.
And then she had a big bow at the top of her veil, which is, you know, very Ariana Grande. Like,
totally.
I feel like it wouldn't have been Ariana Grande if it was there wasn't a little bit of like a quirky.
Would you have a veil?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, same. It's like you only get one once.
Yeah. Wait, babe. I'm going to be the girl that gets flown out of, out of my wedding in the chair with the balloons attached to
have
it.
Have you guys seen that meme? And someone goes, wow, the photos from up there must have been incredible.
It's in our Facebook group. And someone's literally put in the Facebook group saying Lucy leaving her own wedding.
Fuck, it's so funny.
But yeah, so Ariana Grande got married. She looked a vision, beautiful. We love it. We love it. Next on the agenda. So we need to unpack this because I was a little bit confused by it myself. But basically Chrissy Teigen is caught up at the moment in a little bit of a pickle because basically she is kind of heading towards potentially being cancelled because...
I feel like I didn't think that she had this in her, to be honest.
Well, Chrissy Teigen gets a lot of praise for being... She's like kind of like, I don't know, almost seen as a bit of a good Samaritan amongst celebrities.
Totally.
Like people love her.
Girl next door kind of vibe.
Well, and she kind of like stands up for things she believes in. Like she's like quite, you know, up to date and on current affairs and like kind of like knows what's going on. But at the moment she is, fear of being cancelled. Hate to use that word, but honestly cancelled. Tweets from about 10 years ago have resurfaced, which she verbally abused a reality star, Courtney Stodden, who she was then 16. Courtney was.
Oh, wow.
And basically Chrissy in these tweets has been telling her to take her life. So just to give you some context, Courtney Stodden was at the time 16, reality star. She has had a lot of work done, to put it lightly, in terms of, you know, plastic surgery and whatnot. And she was at the time dating a much older, wealthy man in his 50s. So I guess you would say... Now, like back then, you would probably have referred to her as a gold digger.
Yeah.
But nowadays, like you would definitely like assume that she'd been groomed. She was 16 years old. Like that's
you know, so young.
Highly illegal. Anyway, so 10 years ago, Chrissy Teigen would have been 25 because she's 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
She was really savage over tweet and also sending her really gnarly DMs. Anyway, this is all resurfaced now and Chrissy Teigen is just like...
So how has it gotten legs again? Like, is it from Courtney or someone else has like just started talking about it?
Yeah, Courtney's brought it to light, I'm guessing.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things though, hey, like if you are that famous and you've got skeletons in your closet, they will probably come out.
But also, don't ever say that to someone. Like, that's so rough.
Well, that's it, hey. It's like, I don't know, like I know she was obviously, it's 10 years ago and she's obviously grown much more as a person then, but like I just... Never
you can
tell, those words.
Exactly. Like, that's like a really, really, really awful, like that comes from a yucky place.
Really, really yucky. Yeah. Really yucky.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I want to finish off celeb gossip with one lucky last thing. She's back, baby.
Who?
Celeb Spellcheck. Back on the Q&A last night.
Oh, my God, yeah. And apparently wanting to come on our potty. What's up, queen?
Well, not apparently. We know that. We've spoken to her about that. But, we'd love to have her on.
Yeah, I love that she's, like, doing it for the Melbourne lockdown. Everyone loves a tea, don't they?
Well, basically she put a thing up being like, I'm going to do a Q&A for everyone in Melbourne, like, love you, Victoria, stay safe kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she's jumped on her Instagram and done a Q&A and just basically described a few things like why she went off Instagram and what's her plans are, how she's been offered money, who offered her money, blah, 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 all those kinds of things. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, it was like seeing a dog. It was like, oh, there she is.
Has she mentioned anything? I personally haven't seen the Q&A yet, but has she mentioned anything about the copycat account?
Why don't we just get it up right now? Okay, so she talks a bit about a few different celebrity things. What do you think of celebrities of this copycat celeb spell checks? People entitled to make their own similar pages, but I just wish they wouldn't do the same name or profile photo. And then basically she
That's
talks
fair.
About like how she thought the account just became too much of a beast. She was offered money. She wouldn't say who offered her money. She said she'd come on our podcast. And blah, yeah.
I love that. Imagine if she actually came on our podcast.
Babe, I would love that so much.
I would love that so much.
If you're listening, which I know you are.
We've got questions for you, girl.
We got questions
and
for you, girl.
And we've got cocktails for you too, girl.
We got questions and cocktails.
Yeah, anyway.
That's all we've got time for today, our loves.
I hope you guys enjoyed that little trip down memory lane. What an absolute pearler.
What a lol and a half. As always, rate and review. And if in this lifetime, get yourself to a Candy Mansion party because they go off.
Go off, sis.
Love Back you. On our bullshit. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. To stay up to date with us, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.